Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
It's funny when Nick Aldis was interviewed towards the end of the show. He said, "I can't wait for our new recruits to step up and show off for the blue brand." Which made me say, what new recruits? These are the same people on your show, with Melo, Naya, and Andrade being the only new recruits. Even with the supplemental picks, most people stayed while only a few moved to different brands. Can't we go back to the time where people actually get drafted to different shows, while those who weren't drafted stay on the show where they belong? Bring back that electronic gacha machine from 2007 to 2011 that would pick the superstar to be drafted. Bring back the tumblers and have both GMs stand on stage like in 2004.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romoran and Emil Nate checking in for our weekend reactions, and we are coming off of night one of the WWE draft, among many other things that we have to talk about for this week. No Chino Liao, he's busy with promoting a lot of his upcoming shows, and no Rowan ASH, which I have to mention because he has a lot of feelings that he wants to get off his chest about the draft.
I'm ready to read his feelings. Pretty funny, but we'll save that for later.
Yeah. How was your weekend, boys?
Good one. Lived a little. So it's all good. And init. Super init. Like, I was in places na may aircon dapat, pero di kinakaya ng aircon. Yung init. Yeah. So... it's bad out there, guys. I think it's worth... I know the choice is tough, but if your choice is like physical well-being and a higher electricity bill, just go for the higher electricity bill. It's not
yes.
It's not worth almost dying in some cases, or even dying, unfortunately, in really rare cases. So please stay cool as much as you can.
I will agree with that, because this weekend I got my Miracle bill.
Oh.
And oh my God. But I'd rather have that than
seeing someone
uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. It's the first time that I got that amount sa electricity bill ko.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I've been choosing to spend gas to go to the gym, which is just like a 15-minute walk away. Sabi ko, I don't want to get a heat stroke on the way to the gym.
I'm just going to
drive to the gym and pay the 50 peso parking ticket.
Oh.
It's still cheaper than a trip to the ER.
As our patron Mac says, Ninong Mac, sabi niya, it's much better to pay the bill ng moral ko, na kahit mas mataas siya, at least hindi ka namatay, diba? At least hindi ka na hospital.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're all dealing with the heat. Doing our best to try and survive the summer. According to forecasts, yung insane hellish heat is
supposed to last until mid-May. So good luck na lang sa ating lahat and stay strong. Yung mga bank account natin, yung mga wallet natin, stay strong.
Yeah, stay strong.
Either be at the gym or at the gym, at the mall or turning on the ACs if we have ACs.
Where Oh yeah.
There's that. All right, let's get to some weekend reactions. And since we are talking about the Heat, eto mainit na mainit. Our first thing that we have to react to is actually not on the dock because it's a huge announcement that tells the entire Philippine wrestling community that Zack Sabre Jr.
I forgot to put it in the
in dock. Row, you are actually going to be on the same card as the best technical wrestler in the world.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. You know, you manifested this. Let's tell the people that you manifested this because you met the guy before any of us ever could. A decade ago, was
March 2016, I watched an ICW show in London. Nagkita kami ni Zack Sabre Jr. no intermission. I asked him to record a quick video for the Philippine wrestling community. And one of the things he said there was that he hoped to wrestle in the Philippines one day. And lo and behold, 8 years later, here we are.
It took him 8 years, pero sa simbahan pa rin ang tapos, diba? So, I am super hyped for this. Like, we literally get like one half or, you know, the best technical wrestler of this generation. Like, I want to meet the guy they named the award after, but this is also really, really great. Like, I'm not downplaying this at all. This is huge and guaranteed sellout. Our benefactors, our financiers are really going crazy this year. And no bigger way to celebrate the 10th anniversary of modern Philippine wrestling than to get someone legit big. Right? I know some WWE only fans say, who the fuck is Zack Sabre Jr.? I suggest you come to the show. Any show with a foreign guest is immediately much better. No lies there. It's just facts. Even we in the wrestling community will attest to that. But, you know, if you can, wait for the tickets to go on sale on May 13th. And then unahan na yun sa tickets kasi I'm sure magkakaubusan yan.
Yeah. It's so huge that I'm not even part of Dexcon and I'm like, I have to be part of this show somehow. So it is that that huge of a deal. The people over at Dexcon from the Nutcase to St. John Martin Vicencio, Matchmaker Linus, all of the people involved. Of course, our friends from Dinner Roll Productions. They are literally sparing no expense. So I don't know how they pulled it off that they got Zack Sabre Jr. to sign on the dotted line and to bring his ass to Manila. But by God, they're doing it.
Yeah. Not inside scoop, but someone else, you know, told us that this man, Zack Sabre Jr., was jealous of Chris Brooks and Masa Takanashi. So they made it happen. I think they made it happen. That's what I know now. That's what I am assuming now. I just know that he was jealous.
God bless the calamari drunken king.
it's not unheard of for ZSJ to do this because he was just at setup last month. So he was working then with Sri Shivam. So I know that man is on a little bit of a Southeast Asia side quest. So thank God for his free schedule and New Japan for being so lenient with these things.
Yeah. Yep. Ikaw, Emil, may reaction ka ba to this? Because you're the one who's on the outside looking in and I can see that your mind is blown.
Yes, definitely. Kasi, di ba na-announce to Saturday, di ba? So, I literally woke up to this news kasi hapon ako gumigising.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God. At that point, kasi plano ko naman talaga. Like, when this show was announced, I was always planning to watch the show. Pero now, it's like, it's a must. Like, I need to be watching this show and I will do everything to be at this show kasi it's Zack Sabre Jr. He's one of my favorites, actually. One of my favorite wrestlers to watch and like, ngayon pa lang sobrang excited na ako with the prospect of actually seeing him in person. Like, wow. Damn.
Kami rin.
Yeah. I mean,
sana nga may pa-seminar.
Work with him somehow.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't even know if there's gonna be a seminar. The schedule's too tight, but I hope better.
Ito na lang. One last thing about Zack Sabre Jr. before we move on to the other bits of news. We have it on good authority that we can make time to speak with Zack Sabre Jr. on the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't know how long the conversation will be, but anytime we can get with ZSJ, we will take So ito yung pangako namin sa Wrestling Podcast. You will hear the dulcet tones of one Zack Sabre Jr.
See, Sean Rossoff, he gets interviews with wrestlers for like 5 to 8 minutes. Diba? So that's good enough. If that's good enough for him, it's good enough for us.
Yeah. And maybe we can include him in the 2024 version of the OBB.
Yeah.
All right. On to the WWE draft. So we're recording this on Monday night. By the time you hear this, night two will have already happened because usually we drop this on Tuesday. But as of night one, not a lot of changes, the status quo. So much so na nagalit ang Kuya Rowan ninyo. Gigil na gigil siya based on his review on Patreon.com. Some of the bigger notes coming out of night one are that you've got Carmelo Hayes and Kiana James as the night one call-ups. And that's really it.
Can I read his rant?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So I think rant from his SmackDown review over the weekend. So he says, even if the draft rules were altered a little this year, well, that's from pick today. So ito na yung pick niya. This year's draft was as disappointing as the previous year's draft. Every single year, they overpromote the draft and it ends up being shit. Now that we're in the new era, I had lots of expectations and I thought people would go to different brands, but no. Most people stayed where they were. The show reminded me of how I would watch a main roster show in 2019 in full and expect something different the following week and end up being disappointed. I watched every draft and it's the same. The 2016 one is the only good one. It's funny when Nick Aldis was interviewed towards the end of the show. He said, I can't wait for our new recruits to step up and show out for the blue brand, which made me say, what new recruits? These are the same people on your show with Melo, Naya, and Andrade being the only new recruits. Even with the supplemental picks, most people stayed while only a few moved to different brands. Can't we go back to the time where people actually get drafted to different shows while those who weren't drafted stay on the show where they belong? Bring back that electronic gacha machine from 2007 to 2011 that would pick the superstar to be drafted. Bring back the tumblers and have both GMs stand on stage like in 2004.
Damn. Damn, Rowan.
Dami ng ano.
Who pissed in your coffee, words. Rowan ASH?
All this did to say he wanted the draft. But I do kind of agree with this. We mentioned now see Melo and Nia Jax. Melo, Nia, and Kiana James are the actual movers of the draft.
And
Andrade, yeah. So interesting. There was a thing that Triple H said at the beginning of the draft, beginning of round one, that actually sets the table, sets the expectations for everyone watching. So he said that other than brands trying to steal the best superstars from another brand. They're also out there to protect what they have. So, dun pa lang nung sinabi niya, parang dapat i-expect mo na, okay, walang gagalaw masyado. And I get it. I get that logic, but at the same time, Rowan is right. I will not stand here and say that he's wrong. The draft is usually the vehicle to shake things up. Kasi, diba, it's what they've been doing since the first one, back in 2002, right? So, kung ganun din lang, I saw this suggestion from a mutual. I feel like they should have just protected the actual rosters that they have now and then just have it be an NXT call-up draft. Because that's what the real-life draft is in other sports leagues. But you're drafting rookies, not other players from other teams, right? And even when you do that, when you do an expansion draft, you don't get to draft big stars from other teams. So,
you meant protected players.
Yeah. Why not protect your big stars? Like SmackDown will protect Roman Reigns, no matter how many headaches the Bloodline gives Nick Aldis, diba? So, kung ganun din lang, kung you have the draftees be NXT superstars, and then if you really want to switch brands ng mga other mid-carders or whatever have you, then just engineer trades and free agent signings between the GM. So at least it would look like actual general managing like in other sports.
Yeah, pretty much agree with but everything Rose said na hindi nga dapat draft yung tawag dito eh, honestly. It should have been called something else. Like, it's more
that's
like...
That's why they called it the Superstar Shake-Up.
Oh, the Superstar Shake-Up, diba?
Kasi nothing got shaken up either.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, kasi ang draft in what we know in the sports world, it means calling up or getting those younger prospects to the brands or to the teams, diba? So, but tama din yung sinabi nyo, dapat ganun na lang eh. Also, I also feel like the spoiled tayo with what we got from the draft all those years ago. Kasi, di ba, the draft back then was, it's literally anyone. Even the big stars are not exempted in the draft. We saw John Cena get drafted to SmackDown. We saw the moments where Triple H got drafted to SmackDown and get drafted back to Raw that same night. So, yun, may no, feeling now.
He was traded back to Raw, MU.
He was traded back to Raw.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so traded back to Raw.
So, oh, yun, so may trade, so, di ba?
Yeah, so I feel like may generation din na na spoil of how they conducted the draft years ago. Na they see this draft that they are doing today and say, ano ba to? It's not the same draft that we got used to all those years ago. So I feel like that's what Rowan is feeling when he wrote this review on SmackDown.
Yeah, whatever he was feeling, he should bottle it up and keep it for his succeeding reviews. Because, you know, finally, he's actually got justified feelings about what he's watching on TV. And we do appreciate it when he brings that chutzpah to, you know, his reviews.
What I did like as well is, one, they protected the champion. So, ayun may protection. Yeah. What I always hated about this, especially in the 2005 draft, or yeah, the 2005 draft, yeah, when Batista and Cena were switched. Parang, why is the championship allowed to be in it, diba? Why is it allowed to switch? So that's what I hated about that. And I love that they protected this. The only exception being the women's tag team championship. Cause that's really supposed to be interbrand.
Floating shot to begin with.
Yeah. Yep. I like that they didn't do any weird Intercontinental US Championships with Charouz or the Women's Championships with Charouz. That's pretty good. I also like that they literally set new effectivity date right after Backlash. So that doesn't feel like they made it up on the spot anymore. In previous years, they would say after the fact, okay, the draft shakeups don't actually take effect until after the next pay-per-view. Diba?
Yeah. So again, we're recording this after night one. Wala pang night two by the time we got on the Zoom call and hit record. So if anything huge happens, don't blame us. Blame the schedule. And we'll just process it on the live stream on Thursday at 7 p.m. on Facebook or on YouTube. All right. Yep. One more item here under the WWE banner. Then we'll go outside WWE. We found out that Dragon Lee's attacker is none other than Carlito. So ito pinag-uusapan na rin ng wrestling Twitter and some circles online. People have been speculating na it must be Carlito. And in the process, medyo naging meme na rin si Rey Mysterio because of the frequency with which his allies and partners turn on him. It's not just with Eddie Guerrero and Batista back in the 2000s, but in the last couple of years, about from Dominic to Santos to now Carlito, it's like everyone who gets in bed, so to speak, with Rey Mysterio ends up getting sick and tired of him and attacks either him or another new ally that he's become smitten with. So what do you guys think about how this all went down?
Dear, Emil, go ahead.
I have something to say about the Rey Mysterio thing. Mm. Now, because I've seen people with their takes now, oh, Rey Mysterio is the problem. Well, I have.
Oh, that's not a serious take. Okay, it's a meme.
Yeah, no, it's a meme. Yeah, pero like ang sa akin kasi, I was thinking about this throughout the weekend, and I will say na Rey Mysterio kasi is the ultimate good guy, and when I'm saying this is like he gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. Like yung mga nang turn sa kanya will all like, ang masamang tao talaga yan. Ang masamang tao pag nakita ng avenue to take advantage of someone who is good to them, they will do it. So that's how I'm thinking. Na Rey is such a good guy na hindi niya kayang mangupal ng tao, pero yung mga tao kinukupal siya. So that's the story of everyone who have turned on Rey Mysterio over these years. Na he's such a good guy na parang hindi niya nakikita na ginagago na pala siya or gagaguhin siya. Okay? So I don't know if you guys share the same thoughts as I do, but that's how I feel. And that's why it's getting memed all over the place now. Rey Mysterio is a problem now, even though I don't think he isn't. It's just human nature.
No, you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. Especially now we live in a jaded world where very few people are actually truly good.
truly pure and good intention as the Rey Mysterio character is, diba? It's just that it's something that they can't grasp, diba? But syempre, it's also funny to meme that. Okay, so many people have been turning on Rey na at this point, it's a hilarious trope na kind of screams laziness, diba? Parang there could have been another way, right? But it's always these guys hovering around Rey specifically, that turn on him or someone close to him. So, hindi naman siya hindi warranted, but at the same time, it's clear that they're also running out of ideas for the people surrounding Rey. Just because he's the smallest guy, just because he's the ultimate underdog, siya laging, you know, nagtatak sila. So, I don't see that it's wrong, but also it's understandable why people have been hip to it.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the end game here is with Carlito now leaving the LWO, I guess. Napaka short lang din ng run niya with the LWO. And when you think about it, throughout this entire run, he's just really been a side character. Like Carlito has been put in matches twice only to get taken out at the last minute. So throughout the entire time that Carlito was with the LWO, he never really got in the ring in a huge match, diba? Other than like one or two SmackDown appearances. So maybe they're going to use this as yung dahilan kung bakit nagalit si Carlito kay Dragon Lee. I don't know. What do you guys make of that?
I didn't think of it that way. I didn't know that he wrestled so little on SmackDown. But it makes sense, sure. It's probably it's low hanging fruit if you think about it, diba? So anything's no. People did want to see the old Carlito back. They wanted to hear the old theme. So the only problem talaga is he's stuck on SmackDown, where there are again very few minutes compared to Raw for people to actually wrestle and flesh out all their possible stories. Whereas Raw has 3 hours, so we're getting a lot of the same storylines across different groups and people.
Yeah, Carlito's definitely there to put over Dragon Lee or put over the younger talent. So I think that's what we're going to get. He's going to be there, put over Dragon Lee, and you know, move on to the next feud, their next opponent, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about AEW and also Nick Nemeth being the AAA Mega Champion. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
More weekend reactions here. Let's talk about Swerve Strickland. Kasi last week nung live stream, we were saying na medyo na overshadow itong si Swerve nung Dynamite, especially since it's his first main show as the AEW World Champion. And then we found out in the day since na it was an intentional move by AEW to just have Swerve do the congratulatory interview or promo to start Collision instead of Dynamite as a ratings grab, kasi mas late na yung schedule ng Collision this week given the NBA playoffs, kasi TNT also airs the NBA playoffs live. So Is that how you would have done the Swerve Strickland celebration after winning from the championship from Samoa Joe?
Kung ganun din lang, and it's a valid move. It's a valid decision. I would have just not have him do the match Dynamite with Kyle Fletcher. Like nobody, it was good, but nobody really wanted to see that match, diba? They wanted to hear from him. So kung ganun din lang, why couldn't he just have been promoted for Collision? His first appearance since winning the AEW World Championship. Yes, people were also expecting him on Dynamite, but if you really wanted to make the ratings grab for Collision, why not promote Collision? It's super simple. And TK is missing the mark.
Yeah, it was kind of good.
Naka neck brace na yung tao eh.
That was before his neck brace, his pile driver.
Yeah, I agree with what Rose said. If they were, para may anticipation yung first appearance ni Swerve after winning the title, because that's always, that's always an important part of after winning a championship. It's your first appearance, first time you go out to the crowd with a title. So it's kind of important for people to for more people to see that. So dapat na lang pinamote niyon sa Collision instead of having him go out on Dynamite and wrestle. You know, not even without an opening promo that an opening champion usually do. So, you know, they did it anyway on Collision. So I guess they did it anyway. And, you know, it was just weird that he appeared on Dynamite. That's all it is.
All right.
But yeah, no, those are my thoughts. Because it was the answer is so easy. Just promote the next show. Use the first show to promote the next show. That's what everyone does. That's what they used to do. Now they don't, for whatever reason. Was it because Swerve wanted to wrestle on, you know, in his first night after winning the championship? For all we know, yes, pero, you know.
Si Bully Ray ba yung nag-tweet na?
Yeah, yeah.
Other new champions got more shine than their actual world champion on their first show post-dynasty.
Yes, it was Bully Ray. Hmm. And Bully usually hits a lot of these marks. And I knew that I was on the right track when I found his opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So yun, medyo disappointing lang, especially since a lot of people were waiting for this huge win and huge milestone din to, diba? Swerve being the first black champion in AEW's history. Actually, anytime a major company has a black world champion, that's such a big thing just because of how rarely it happens. So. Yeah, I agree with all the points mentioned here. Let's mention something related to Tony Khan, yung outburst niya, because we have talked about him na rin. I'm actually not sure which outburst you're referring to.
No. Here's the outburst. The outburst that he had in the NFL draft. So you're going to you're going to have to sit out this one because he talks about WWE and basically
yung comments niya. Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to sit out that one. So basically, for those who aren't up to speed, he says during his interview time during the NFL draft over the weekend, because he was interviewed as part of the Jacksonville Jaguars, which he manages. He says that AEW is the good guy, essentially, in the wrestling business compared to WWE, which he essentially outs as a predatory company, calling it the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling. Oh, because of the scandals, Vince McMahon and whoever have you, right? And people were up against it, this particular outburst, because for one thing, he was given time to promote AEW, and then he uses the time to talk about WWE instead of pimping his own company. While hindi naman mali na maraming mali sa WWE, and it should be called out, I don't think... it was the best move. I don't think Tony Khan had the best finesse, but then again, at the same time, nobody really thinks of Tony Khan's finesse. It got swept under the rug pretty quickly, but a lot of people are, you know, using it as another bullet in the chamber for, you know, the weird Tony Khan argument. So, Emil, what do you think about this?
It was definitely the wrong avenue for him to throw shots, because most of the people watching that probably has no idea about wrestling, diba? Because it was the NFL draft day. Diba, he was interviewed on the draft program itself. So I don't think like 90% of the people who are watching that has any idea of this beef. That's why it was weird that he brought WWE up instead of promoting his own brand, because WWE is already synonymous with wrestling. So if he wants, you know, for more viewers for AEW, he should promote his own thing rather than taking shots. You know, I would have been fine with the shots if it was said on an AEW show or any other wrestling medium, but on a stage like that, where usually it's not really the hardcore wrestling audience, it was weird. It was, the comments were out of place. I'm not saying I disagree with these comments, but it was definitely out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's it.
Okay. Moving on to more AEW news, we found out today from the rumor mill and reports na MJF had surgery on his left shoulder and wala pa rin siyang timetable for his return. So binalita rin na he was aiming for a return this past March and met with TK to talk about the plans, but all of that has been pushed back. So it's kind of unfortunate that this has all happened this way, kasi hindi lang yung babyface run ni MJF yung naapektuhan, pati yung Undisputed Kingdom, which was supposed to have a lot of steam and heading into World's End, it was a storyline that a lot of people were expecting to really hit its peak and then proceed to the next chapter. And 4 months later, 5 months later, parang, Roderick Strong is international champion. Adam Cole has just stood up for the first time. Womp womp.
Yeah, it's really sad. I can't even blame MJF or Adam Cole or the creative, because the creative leading up to it was really, really good. And then the injuries to Adam Cole. And then the injuries to MJF. Then Adam Cole's now okay, but MJF's not okay.
No, you know, you can blame yung ramp.
The fucking Ash Stadium. No, but without the ramp, MJF would still be injured. So,
sure. Yeah, but Adam Cole would not have been.
Yes, but by the time that they pulled the trigger on the devil reveal, injured then is MJF. So talaga malas talaga. It's just a matter of unfortunate timing. And I feel sad for the people in the Undisputed Kingdom, because they were riding so much on the coattails of Adam Cole. And you know, a lot of factors just failed all of them. I can't hate on them too much, because I know none of them even tried anything yet that merits, you know, mockery or disappointment. It's just, you know, everything that happened around it hasn't allowed them to cook the way they had to cook, or the way they wanted to cook. So at this point, maybe they should just salvage what's left of the Undisputed Kingdom's evilness, diba? Kyle O'Reilly's there. He can be the proxy for MJF. Parang, I mean, now Adam Cole is turning on Wardlow. Nobody wants to see another Wardlow betrayal. Wardlow's already lost in the shuffle. Just focus on Kyle O'Reilly. People love Kyle. Hmm. Well, people need a reason to cheer Kyle. People don't, I mean, Shepard, the AEW fans know, pero they still haven't had a real reason to bite into whatever Kyle is doing, even though the injury recovery angle should be enough, diba? Pero if the UK really need a protagonist to antagonize, Kyle O'Reilly, na. That's how you save everything. That's still the friend to Adam Cole, right? And to Roderick Strong.
Oh, no. So dun sa MJF news na he's not gonna be able to return anytime soon. It's okay, kasi wala pa ako sa point na namimiss ko si MJF. Like he really got overexposed last year. I think, in my opinion, he got overexposed last year. So it's fine na he's not yet back on TV. He should use all the time he has to recover, kasi sobrang sobrang bugbog siya from last year, from all the things that he did. But the Undisputed Kingdom, yun yung ano dito eh, yun yung kawawa din dito, because the group formed because of MJF, and now without someone to go up against, they're just floating in there. And I don't know, yun nga, they are moving towards a storyline right now where Adam Cole is mad, or they are trying to turn on Wardlow, but that isn't really an interesting storyline for me to get hooked on the Undisputed Kingdom. So it's just bad timing all around. But you know, we wish MJF the best, and you know, he should get like as healthy as he possibly can be, and probably by all in, he could come back or by the end of the year, I guess. Sabay nga sila ni Kenny Omega bumalik. So, wishing all the best for MJF.
Yeah, di rin natin alam ano yung situation with Kenny Omega's health. So, I'm not gonna go ahead and say na, oh, baka by this point, bumalik na si so-and-so. I'm just not gonna want to risk having a take like that spoil like milk, no? But yeah, yep. Or age like milk, rather. But yeah, just best wishes to everybody in terms of their recovery from injury. It just sucks all around. Let's close things out with news coming out from Mexico, where Nick Nemeth, FKA Dolph Ziggler, had a match with Alberto El Patron at last weekend's Triplemania, which is AAA or AAA's version of WrestleMania, where Nick Nemeth won the AAA Mega Campeonato, which means that he's basically their world champion. First off, I didn't know this match was happening. Second, I didn't know Alberto was working with AAA again.
A lot of people have been working with Alberto, but you know, AAA is really controversial that way. I think last minute matchup, but then again, we don't really get news from Mexico around here. So especially AEW isn't promoting them after having worked with CMLL recently, earlier this year. So it's something that, you know, only Mexico knows. But it's also really not impactful outside of Mexico. I just wanted to highlight it because the companies outside of WWE are giving Nick Nemeth their flowers, and his flowers, rather. And you'll have to see it because that guy deserves a lot. And you know that a lot of companies were chomping at the bit to satisfy his fans as well by, you know, when I'm some fans. So why not cater to those fans of his by actually heralding him and giving him the championships that he deserved?
I like that Nick Nemeth went the Matt Cardona route instead of going immediately to AEW, because, you know, he's been presented as a big star, you know, in TNA. He was, you know, he went up against a world champion in the first time that he appeared there, and then here he won the world championship in AAA. So he's been presented as a big deal to all these different promotions. Because if he went to AEW, you know, like, I'm not so sure, but we, you know, with the track record that they had, he would probably get lost in the shuffle. So I'm glad, I'm not counting out that he's not going to appear in AEW, but as of right now, he's going through a route where he's been presented as a big deal. That's good for him, and that's good for all the fans of Nick Nemeth.
Yeah, it's not like Matt Cardona. Matt Cardona was Zack Ryder, and Zack Ryder was forever stuck in the mid card. This was a former world champion, and they're treating him finally like a former world champion. It's easy to forget because he's been treated relatively like shit in his final years of WWE. Like, he did win the NXT Championship, but that's not, you know, the biggest prize in the company. It's not even a world title level championship. On the main roster, in the hierarchy of things. So it's really nice that everyone is honoring and recognizing Nick Nemeth.
I dare say that they are acknowledging Nick
Nemeth. Oh yeah, I say he was here to show the world.
That's right. That brings us to the end of our weekend reactions. If you want to get yours in, let us know. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter, or you can hit us up individually. It is at Roiswar, at EML_Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at Chino Supersize, and at _Stancy. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper for all of the work that he does behind the scenes, as well as everybody over at the Pod Network. And thank you for continuing to make the Wrestling Podcast part of your weekly wrestling diet. Refresh your feeds, because our picks of the week should be up either as you're listening to this or by tomorrow. And then on Thursday, live stream na naman at 7 p.m. on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. On behalf of Ro Moran and Emil Nate, as well as Chino Liao and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, reminding everyone to stay safe, stay healthy and hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.